Shalom! This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from my home here in near Branson, Missouri, overlooking Table Rock Lake. I have just made some webcasts of current events in the light of Bible prophecy, and I thought our radio partners would enjoy hearing what we had to say about the very latest current events. Thank you very much for listening.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you with the webcast, Watching the Week in the Light of Bible Prophecy. It's my blessing and yours today that we have with us Mr. Renan Levy, Ronnie Levy. And Ronnie, all of you who are partners of ours will recognize him. He's always at our Prayer Mountain meetings. We are very involved with him in our project in Israel, Migdal Arbel, Prayer Mountain in the Galilee. And Ronnie is our manager there. He does all the Israeli business that's done there. Now, Ronnie, in his own right, is the son of a very well-respected father who was the publisher of the Jerusalem Post in its best years. He was very high up in the paratroopers, and he was used to found GENSA, an organization of generals and leaders in America and Israel, a wonderful family. And now, most recently, he was a member, he was advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon on Christian-Jewish affairs until he did resign that office because he couldn't agree with what Sharon was doing and taking people out of Gaza. And actually, he'd grown up knowing Sharon since he was a little boy at his father's and mother's table. He'd been a guest in their home. And so I just want to start out, Ronnie. People ask me, where is Prime Minister Sharon today? What is his condition?
Well, unfortunately, he is in a very, very deep coma, and we're praying for him, and that's it.
That's all we know at this present time.
Yeah.
Now, watching this week, I want to, for one thing that's been happening in this week is Condoleezza Rice has been back in the area attempting, it would seem, to resurrect what I thought was dead in the water, the roadmap. What's happening?
Well, one thing I'm always curious to find out is if I had a chance to meet with Condoleezza Rice, I would ask her, is this a game that she's playing or does she really believe it? I think it's very interesting to know the answer to this. Obviously, you know, we don't have a partner on the other side. We never had a partner. It doesn't matter who was the U.S. Secretary of State who came to Israel. We have always faced with a Palestinian leadership that was completely intolerant to any Israeli presence to begin with. You know, until this day, the Palestinian covenant platform is the destruction of the State of Israel. And now they have the Hamas in power, who are even actively pursuing that purpose. It's not just an official thing, like some may say is the case with the Fatah or with the PLO. We have a serious problem. It is not going to be resolved by territorial concessions. I think that if Condoleezza Rice and if President Bush, whom I respect deeply, truly are interested in drawing a roadmap to peace with our neighbors, first of all, they don't need to look very far. We have a roadmap.
And all right.
I'm all supportive of that roadmap.
Would it be this one here?
It is our holy Torah. It is the history and the heritage of 5,000 years of Jewish life that all centered around Eretz Israel, around the land of Israel, around the God of Israel, and around being the only people on earth that have this linear affiliation of a God and a religion and a faith with a people who own a land. This is the basic right of the Jews worldwide that has never been respected by the Arabs to this day. And this is the problem. Not all sorts of diplomatic hoaxes as this roadmap or the other agreement or the ridiculous pullout of Gaza a year and a half ago. These things will not earn us peace. They will only encourage more terrorism, more hate, more misunderstanding between us and the Arabs.
That's exactly right. I know Ron Nachman, who is the mayor of Ariel. He once got off the plane in London, and right away the press hit him. How dare you build Ariel in land that's not yours? Yeah. And he said, just a minute here, just a minute. What right do they say do you have? What right do you have? And he said, it just came to him to say, well, what, where is your, let me see your papers that give you London. They said, well, no, and, you know, people own this, the different people own different parts of it. And he said, well, no, I want to see your deed of sale. I want to see your right here. And he said, they couldn't produce it. And he said, I can produce one thousands of years old. It's the Bible that gives us this right. Now, whenever we hear something that says concerning Jerusalem, for instance, in a roadmap that it should be shared, that's just a fancy name for divided. And the Bible says in Joel chapter 3, remember we always refer to the Bible, Joel chapter 3, 1 through 2, that you cannot part God's land without him taking you to judgment. Now, I want to ask you another question concerning Lebanon. We were in Israel. You always arrange our tours there, and our tours are special, aren't they? We invite you to go with us on the Rosh Hashanah tour. We were there with a youth tour in June before the war. We were back in November with another tour, and we saw, as we stood right up on the border at Misgavam, the before and after of that war. Can you tell me, because what's the fallout of this? What's happening now? Is Hezbollah a defeated foe? Have they come back into the area?
This has been Israel's most strange war, there's no doubt. And I think that a lot of Israelis, and it's known worldwide, you know, a lot of Israelis feel frustration because we have been provoked by the enemy, and we sent out a military response that was not effective to the threat. And so I don't think we lost the war. I think we didn't fight it. Mm. And we didn't come to do what the IDF knows how to do very well. And it's true that there were mishaps and a few maybe failures in executing and planning this war. But at the large picture, it was the strategy that was chosen that was not the right one. I think, again, like, you know, it's unbelievable, but like in most cases, a problem of leadership, a problem of faith and spiritual confusion. Israel, I don't think, was forced to start this campaign in Lebanon, but Olmert decided to do so, and I thought he did a reasonable thing. But once he did, We had to make sure that the skies will fall on the Hezbollah's head. And we know how to do it, and we can do it. And the Hezbollah is not even the highest of the threats around us. It's the lowest of the threats around Israel. Let's put things in proportions. The IDF can deal with the Hezbollah any day, a lot better than we did last time. And the problem is not the IDF. The problem is the leadership. And as people know, unfortunately, we have had to go through the very unpleasant experience of having our chief of staff, General Halutz, whom I admire and respect greatly, had to resign. And there will be some changes in the high ranks of the IDF. And I'm sure that the Hezbollah knows very well to think twice before they will abduct soldiers again.
You said that this is not the highest on your threat list. What is?
There is different rounds and different rings of threats around Israel. As you know, Billy, I keep saying this near you for many years. God has chosen a very unique neighborhood for us. And some of our neighbors are not extremely friendly. And they all have different ways of harming us, of threatening us, and of extracting a price from us. It starts from the most outer ring, with the infamous Iranian nuclear program that is building up at our table, and we will have to see what to do with this. Let me tell you one thing I can guarantee you. As an Israeli, it does not matter who Israel's prime minister is. It can be Olmert, it can be anybody else. There cannot be a nuclear country in the Middle East that vows the destruction of Israel. And this is not a message to Israel's government. It's a message to all the European countries and a message to the United States. there cannot be a nuclear Iran. The other threats are, I think, obviously the Palestinian issue. They're a very fatiguing and draining situation. I don't see an end to that. I don't see a solution to that. Israel is not going to go anywhere. Israel as a people and as a land are eternal.
Yes.
And I don't know where the Palestinians were before that that group of people were invented. But right now I want to tell you something, and you've heard me say this many times. I don't hate the Palestinians, and I don't even wish them away. I think it's time for people to mature and realize that we have a country to live together with, where our minority and our people, like in many other countries, happen to be the Palestinians. And I think that the more we will project to them an uncompromising and decisive determination to settle Jews all over Israel,
yes,
in the West Bank, in the South Bank, in the North Hills, in the mountains, in the valleys, everywhere that the flag of Israel is planted, Jews are allowed to live.
Yes.
No other sovereign state can exist west of the Jordan River but the state of Israel.
Yes.
There will never, ever be a Palestinian state.
No.
And if anybody in the world, like France or England or the United States, as much as I love this country, if anybody wants to make experiments on Palestinian statehood, they are welcome to take the Palestinian minority in Munich and start a Palestinian state there. Or take the Palestinian minority in Michigan, and why don't we try a Palestinian state in Michigan first? It's very easy to point at the Israelis and say, what are you doing to solve the Palestinian problem? We did not create the Palestinian problem. We came to claim a land that has been biblically ours, morally ours, legally ours, which we have liberated by the power of our history. And we don't owe excuses, explanations, or apologies to anybody. I wish my own government would speak like this. I think our lives in the Middle East would have been much easier. And there will be a day where this is what you will hear from the leadership in Israel. This land is ours, and from here start all the peace talks and all the agreements. I don't know one country in the world that would have conducted the ideas and the propositions that they make.
That concludes this message. For information on Billy Brim Ministries, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or visit our website at www.billybrim.org. You can also reach us by writing to Billy Brim Ministries at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast.